Welcome to the weekly podcast of Vive Church Uganda. Our mission is to love God, love people, and catalyze purpose. We have an active online weekdays altar that you can plug in from wherever you are. Located in the city of Kampala, the Lord led us to birth an outreach ministry to feed and care for people transitioning from homelessness. To learn more, follow us at My Vive Church across all social media platforms. To support this ministry and help us continue to spread God's love, visit www.myvivechurch.org/give.
God is calling us to a place to exercise our authority. Let me tell you, we don't wait in the presence of God just to stay where we are. We wait so that we can be empowered to walk in the destinies that God has called us to walk into. There is a scripture that says that God did not create the world to be a place of empty chaos, but he created it for man to inhabit. Let me tell you, child of God, God created us to have dominion. He created us to subdue. He created us to make this world different. That's why it is so amazing. Why would God choose men to work in this world, to make it a different place? Why would he do that? It is always something that humbles me. Why would God allow me to sing his song? It humbles me. Why? Praise the Lord. But this is one thing I know, that when it comes to such things, God is reminding us of our place. Because there are so many people who have forgotten their place in God. There are so many people who are busy and they have forgotten their place in God. Let's open Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verses 28. By the way, Msumba asked me to come with my wife, but I didn't. Because after coming from Musana, I came right away to this place. My wife sends greetings. Yeah, she's called Mary Kobsinge. I'm humbled that God allowed me to marry that woman of God. She makes my heart peaceful. The songs I sing, they come from a place because there is a woman of peace in the house. So I'm not among the people who are enduring. And I'm not against those ones. That is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So accept it because you need it. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, if you need it, Sikudulira, you need it. Praise the Lord. Accept it. So, I'm not enduring. Yeah, some of you are saying Valentine's. Can you please make it your day, not Valentine's Day? Praise the Lord. Make every day your day of marriage, not Valentine's Day. Praise the Lord. I'm not against your celebration. Praise the Lord. Valentine's is a name. So, Wednesday was Brian's day and Mary Kobsinge's day. Praise the Lord. So, we edited everything. Our generation has the right to edit. Praise the Lord. Because we want to see things right. The Bible says, then God blessed the birds in the air, in the sky, and all the animals that move along the ground. Praise the Lord. But the blessing was not enough. God gave man responsibility. Because man was not created to be barren. Man was created to be productive. Man, tell your neighbor, you were created to be productive. You were not created to be barren. The Bible says that God blessed man and woman. And he put them in places of authority. Praise the Lord. It was a place of authority. They were not just taking care of birds. It was a place of authority. And it is so amazing that after that was said upon them, the Bible says the enemy came and started persuading them. The scriptures say, he told them, you know, what you have is not enough. You need to do some more to be enough. You need to do certain things to be enough. The limitations that God has put for you are not enough. And the Bible says that after that man came out of the garden. After that, the Bible said they ate the fruit. And after eating the fruit of the forbidden knowledge, man lost his confidence. Man lost his confidence. You see, when we don't have a real deep relationship with God, we lose confidence of who God has created us to be. We forget our place of dominion. We forget our place of fruitfulness. We forget our place of creativity. And we start to recycle ideas that will make us feel better, easy, cool. So sometimes when God calls us to a place of authority, the temptation is, these days we have a question, I'm not against it. We want to be more relevant. The question is, with who? If you want to be relevant, with who? Because if you are to be exponential, you have to be in relationship with God. The blessing did not begin with you. The blessing begins with God. The place of fruitfulness does not begin with your ability. It begins with what God says about you. So we have a problem today that most people think that they are productive, yet they are just recycling. Hello? They are recycling, producing the same thing, bringing the same products, giving the same testimony, declaring the same stuff, having the same revelation. Why? Because the place of productivity has to come from a place of being intimate with God. That's why when I sang this song, my beloved is the most beautiful. I was inviting you to a place of beholding the one who is the most beautiful. That from that place, if you are to be fruitful, you are not producing things from your imagination. Rather, you are doing things with God, not without Him. The Bible says, Jesus told His disciples and said that without me, you can do nothing. The world, what the world considers something, to Jesus it is nothing. And we have to be very careful. Am I doing something? Because Jesus said, with me, all things are possible. And it all begins with the relationship you have with God. Praise the Lord. So what does that mean? That if we are to walk in the blessings that God declares to us, we need to get to a place of growing in our intimacy with Him. Like Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 3:33, that call unto me and I will show you things you don't know about. The problem why sometimes we are stuck, we know too much. And what we know has been repeated. That's why you find the world the same things, the same patterns. Because the believers don't seek the one, they seek the thing. Let me tell you, you don't know how to use the fish unless you know the one who created it. You don't know how to rule the birds unless you are intimate with the one who commanded you to rule them. So what does that mean? That this year, we have to be more intimate, more intentional with God if we are to see fruit, if we are to see authority. The Bible says that, I think it is in John 15, if you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear fruit that remains. Not every fruit remains. There are those fruits that remain. And I believe our place of influence and authority begins from here. Begins from the heart. When our heart is aligned with God's heart, then we are able to do what He calls us to do. There is a song we always sing. Ja kugenda kolere. Namasutugazibiriza. Praise the Lord. But the challenge is, that's where we miss the word. There are so many people who are doing things for God, but they are not doing things with Him. Why? When God speaks a word, He is not sending you alone. He is inviting you to what He is already doing. He wants you to experience that adventure with Him. But that has to be done from a place of intimacy. From a place of intimacy. So that you don't depend on your own works, on your own achievements, without a heavenly reward on them. Without a heavenly reward. Because let me tell you, the place where we are standing as believers, that whatever we do in the spirit carries the responsibility of witnessing Christ to the nations. We are not just doing things. We are not just playing culture. We are here put in the place to see that the kingdom of God comes. That's why you setting time to pray and seeking God is important to this nation. This is not just a vibe thing. It is not just a vibe thing. It is a national thing, a worldwide thing. And that's why you're separating yourself. You're saying, God, I had the word this year. But like Elijah, I had the sound, but I haven't seen the rain. I'm going to seek the face of the Lord until that very word which I heard pastors speak, until I see a sign of it. I'm not going to leave my place of productivity. Because for us as believers, when God says that we are blessed, it all begins in a place of prayer. It begins with God and it ends with Him. That's how it works. So if this year you are supposed to walk in that place, you need to understand that the only way you can get into those places where God has put you to make a difference, you need to commune with Him deeply. Because you do not want to lean on your own understanding. The Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all you do, and He will make your path straight. It means your path is not straight, child of God. In the beginning, the enemy made it crooked. And it is only the relationship you have with God that can make it straight. Your relationship with God. Your relationship with God. That is where we produce and bring forth fruit and have authority. Can you imagine you find yourself in a place where God has not put you? There are so many believers who are on the flesh in Jaga, praise the Lord. Hey, spiritual car, no drugs, praise the Lord. Because we are not depending on God. Praise the Lord. So when God says that this year, He is inviting us to a place of authority. How does that look like? I'm reminded of a man called David. In his days, the Bible says that there was a giant that was fighting against his nation. And you know, there are certain things that cannot happen if there is war in the room. There are certain things that cannot happen if there is what? If one party is at front line and another one is at home. The Bible says that time there were soldiers who were fighting, and I believe they were not women. It means that the entire the male, the ones who provide the what? Praise the Lord. The thing, praise the Lord. The what? The seed were at the battlefield fighting, scared of a giant. And the Bible says that one day this young man comes called David, and he steps into the opportunity of changing his generation. And it is amazing that most of us, we fear to change our generation because the enemy keeps attacking our symbol of authority. Let's look into the Bible. The Bible says, 1 Samuel Mwita Samuiri, Fewafe Samuiri, Samuel, okay, Anang. Jagenda kwa Pastor Josh, Samuel, it means. Samuel, praise the Lord. Yay! Let's look at verse 40 to verses 43. Chapter 17, verses 40 to verses 43. The Bible says, he picked up five smooth stones from a stream and put them into his shepherd's bag. Tell somebody, shepherd's bag. I love that. Then, armed only with a shepherd's staff, there, and a sling, he started across the valley to fight the what? Philistine. Verses 14. Goliath walked towards David with his shield bearer ahead of him. Verses 42. Snaring in contempt at his ruddy face. They read it, ruddy? Faced boy, the Bible says, verse 3, am I a dog? He roared at David, that you come at me with a stick. And he cursed David by the name of his God. The Bible says, Goliath said, am I a dog to come to me with a stick? Goliath calls it a stick. The Bible calls it a shepherd's staff. Let's go in Genesis. Genesis 49, verse 10. The Bible says, the scepter, Genesis 49, verse 10. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants, until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one whom all nations will honor. So what happened? When the season came, for a prophecy said, David came and appeared at the battlefield. The Bible does not say, by the way, it doesn't speak of anyone who carried a shepherd's staff apart from David. David comes and walks in the responsibility which was prophesied by his descendants. And that's what the enemy wanted to attack. The very prophecy which was spoken over Judah, that the scepter will not depart. The enemy said, that's just a stick. That's just a thing. That's just something. So sometimes, when God calls us to our place of authority, the enemy tends to despise our symbol of authority, so that we give up our responsibility, so that we surrender our fight, so that we surrender the moment that God has given us to bring victory to the communities that we are supposed to bring victory to. And that's why it is important for us to get back to our place and understand that God has not just created us here. He has not just saved us to go to heaven, but he wants us to bring heaven down on earth. And how has he done that? Ephesians chapter 1. What am I trying to say? That when you understand your place and your symbol of authority, you do not throw it down to appease your enemies. The Bible says the enemy attacked. Goliath said, am I a dog so that you come to me with a stick? Am I a dog so that you can just sing a song and I flee? Am I a dog so that, praise the Lord, the enemy tends to despise the very place, the very thing that God has entrusted us with to make a difference. It was not just a rod. What you have, child of God, is not just a thing. It is a symbol to remind you that there are things that you are supposed to fulfill. There are things that you are supposed to do. That you have to overtake the reaper. You have to do something in order to change this world. If all you get, it is only yours, you will abide alone. Praise the Lord. So Ephesians says this. Praise the Lord. This is what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. The Bible says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, in the heavenly realms. Not only one. Praise the Lord. There are many. The more you behold Jesus, the more he reveals realms to you. There are many, not one. And the Bible says, because we are united with him. Tell somebody, you are united with Jesus. The Bible says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without a fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his family, his own family, by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. What does that mean? That if we are to receive, to experience that, God has already put a blank check. But you need to be mature enough to sign that blank check, not as an immature son in the house, but rather a mature son in the house. Because even when you have the inheritance and you have not grown to a place of responsibility, you are not different from the slave. Until you come to a place of knowing that you have matured, that God is putting in a place to make a difference, that you are not signing that check for your own benefit, but you have a heart and a revelation of our Father in heaven, not just my Father. Not just my Father, with every spiritual blessing. Praise the Lord. So what are we supposed to do, brothers and sisters? Are you ready to experience this? Because it is in the spiritual realm. Are you desiring the same realm? Because God reveals for responsibility, not just for your own happiness. And what that means, that you need to get to a place as a child of God. You move from what the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Praise the Lord. Most people are lying in green pastures. When they see the shadow, the valley of the shadow of death, they are not willing to rise up from the green pastures. So they are there. Yet this, what Musumba said, you have to walk in the valley. You are just eating the green pastures, yet there is a table ahead of you. Child of God, if this year you are to make a difference, ask God for the courage. Ask God for the boldness. That God has blessed me. It doesn't matter what comes my way. He has blessed me to be a blessing to my community, to be a blessing to my nation, to be a blessing to many generations. The Bible speaks of David. He said that may the reign of the king span generations. Refuse to just change one generation. That's why grow in your anger, that you do not just lie in the green pastures. You get up and walk in the shadow, in the valley of the shadow of death. And you get to the table. The Bible says he prepares a table for me before my enemies. So you want friends. You will not see them. Because the reason for him is not just to prepare your table, but also to prepare the one who is sitting at the table. Are you prepared to sit on the table? And who is preparing you? Is it the world? Yesterday I was speaking to someone, you know, Enoch. Enoch told me, fear in Uganda, we are taught to fear. And I believe God is calling us to those places of influence. Because this world cannot survive without a believer. Praying, believing, seeking God on their behalf. We are the ones that change the weeping valleys into places of refreshing.